Well, this morning we have a room full of folks. We're going to talk a little bit about the recently concluded Special Olympics World Games. This morning we have Brandon Beyer with us, who represented Iowa and the United States in the World Games, along with some of the guys who helped to coach him along the way, Jeremy Blake, Gaylord Schelling, Bruce Henderson, all in studio with us this morning. Good morning to all. Thank you. Appreciate y'all coming out.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Brandon, I want to talk a little bit about with you. This is an opportunity that was, a lifetime kind of an opportunity for you. Has it been a lifetime since you've been wanting to try to do this?
It has been a lifetime. Dreamed to be on Team USA, and I'm pretty glad to have that opportunity to represent Iowa and USA at the same time.
When did you first start thinking about something like this?
My first time was thinking about it was when I was younger. When I was 9, I started Special Olympics, and after that, I just had a dream of being in the top level of competition.
Sure. Now, last July, you had a chance to go to Seattle for the U.S. Games. Was that your first trip there?
Yes, it was.
And that was a lot of work to get there.
It was a lot of work. I've been working out ever since from day one and keep on going.
Yeah, well, it's a great opportunity, and you've had a chance to live that dream a little bit here already. Let's talk about some of that journey there. You were trying to figure out how, you know, to be able to get yourself in position to compete at that level. Was that a difficult thing, or did folks step up to help?
There's a lot of my coaches that came and helped me in my community, and I'm pretty glad that they got to help me, and I learned a lot from them.
Like these guys right here?
Yes.
Yeah. Bruce, talk a little bit about jumping into assist. How did you get involved?
Well, I think Bev hit me up at the golf course one time and said, "Oh, we just need your help a little bit to help Brandon on the starting blocks." Well, we helped him on the starting blocks. He was a quick learner, and we'll try it again. And then we found out he was a shot putter, so we worked a little bit on that. And then we started conditioning. Then he brought a mini javelin. He was good in that too, but they didn't let him do that. So one thing just kind of led to another, and I was having a good time, and Brandon was fun to work with, and he was making improvements. So, and it kept it up until I got ready to go south. You know, nothing trumps going south with my wife. So then I started hitting to these guys, and they didn't grab the bait right away. So I kept at them until they took over when I left late October.
Yeah, is it difficult? Do you spend a lot of time talking with Brandon about what his accomplishments, what he wants to accomplish, those types of things? How do you decide where you're going to go with training?
Well, first of all, we just kind of did the events and saw where he was at and act like a coach or a teacher, tried to get him there. And then, of course, in between running stuff, we'd have conversations like, yep, what'd you do at Seattle, you know, and ask questions and kind of, after you ask questions, then you kind of get an idea, well, you know, you need to remember this. And we talked about starting blocks and stuff. So that's initially he didn't volunteer that he was a shot and javelin person too. Doing our conversations, yeah. I got it at, and I said, "Well, do you have a shot?" "Yeah, I'll bring it next time." So, you know, just kind of having a good time. One thing led to another. So yeah. Really enjoyed it.
Well, Brandon strikes me as kind of a modest fella anyway, and he's not going to brag a lot about himself. So you've got to kind of draw it out of him, I suppose, right? Gaylord, you got involved. I assume that Beverly got you involved directly.
Yes, Bruce left and went south, so then Gaylord took his turn. And I guess that's how you call it. He ran first, and Bruce came kind of a workout that he gave me, and I'd give it to Brandon, and we did that, and we changed up a little bit on that. And after we get done running, we did a strength training, and we started with sets of 10, and we went to three sets of 10, then we went to sets of 8, and then we went to a pyramid to try to build some real strength to last 4 weeks before competition. So we wanted like an 8-6-4 routine, and we did all the major lifts, upper body one day, and then we did lower body the other day. And we had a guy there from Criswell who kind of helped us in a lift for his hamstrings, and something I'd never done. It was good, and it worked out well. And so Brandon continually gets stronger because Jeremy would notice it in the shot put. He was throwing the shot put farther. And obviously, Brandon, you know, some days I couldn't be there, and I said, are you going to handle it on your own? He said, yeah, I take care of it. And so he went and ran on his own. So I'm impressed by him by doing that, his ability to want to do it, number one. Number two, be disciplined enough to do that.
Very good. Jeremy, where did you jump in here? What was your task?
I worked with him with the shot put. We talked about earlier, Bruce came to my room and was not going to take no as an answer. And I learned, you know, when he comes to ask for that help, you don't say no to him either. I never met Brandon until the first day that I got to see him out throwing a little bit of the shot put with Coach Henderson. So that was my first time ever meeting Brandon or being able to work with him there. So kind of took off from there. We met on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, it was usually after practice was over for basketball. We started that first, and then as we got closer, we started going Wednesdays and Sundays to work on that. And I'm still sure in the mezzanine up at the high school, we kind of made a makeshift ring since we couldn't get outside. I found a old block of wood that we used to treat like the toe board, and we would measure all the time, and I would put the date on there, and there's tape still probably all over the floor up there See, it was easier just to see that visual there for him. And I know that was something, you know, earlier you asked about questions about talking to him about what he wanted to do. And that's where that 14 meters came into play for him, if that's what he wanted to throw and get to. And he was getting really close working with him there.
Sure.
So that was pretty cool to see that and see. You know, these guys joke, they are like, I haven't seen him smile so big, but there was plenty of those times that I would see him get a good, really good throw in, and that smile would come into play right away with him. So I knew that he was putting in the work and that something was working for him, that he was getting that far out there. So
yeah, it sounds like you guys are all kind of saying the same thing. One of the things that impressed you most was his work ethic and getting after it by himself.
I would just add one thing. You know, I got letters from Rhonda and Bruce, somebody, and you get the same comments all the time. Rhonda says, boy, he was a hard worker. The coaches over there really liked him and talked about him. So that's pretty good. In addition to being a good athlete, they thought you were a hard worker and a very good individual. People said that about me, I'd be happy.
Thank you. Well, Brandon, let's talk about the experience a little bit. You spent a long time away from home, about 2.5 weeks or so overseas in the United Arab Emirates between Abu Dhabi and Dubai, where a lot of your events were contested there. What was that experience like?
The experience is unbelievable. Just being in their culture and like learning their ways and stuff, it's pretty cool.
Was there any kind of an athlete's village? How were you guys stationed over there?
In Dubai or at the track, there wasn't really anything there, just competition. So,
did you get an opportunity to associate and socialize with a lot of the other athletes?
Yeah, like from all like Jamaica and Canada and everyone.
Did you set a goal at all personally for yourself over there, aside from the athletics, but to reach out and to try to get to know and meet as many people as you could?
Yeah, we met a couple people that were from South Africa that used to be, like, from Iowa or whatever. So it's pretty cool.
Very good. Have you made some friends that you're going to try to keep contact with?
A lot of my friends from the U.S. that we got really close and all the memories we have.
Sure. Folks may not know this. There were only two athletes from Iowa that participated in the World Games. You and Abby. Abby's from up around Cedar Rapids area. Statsny, I believe, is her last name. Did you guys become pretty good friends?
Yeah. We went to Seattle together, so we're like, when we found out we got picked for Worlds, so we're like, sweet, because we already know each other. We just got, like, closer as more friends, like, better friends.
Yeah. Now, I was looking up some numbers here. In total, there were 7,500 athletes, 3,000 coaches, 20,000 volunteers to put this on, 24 different sports representing 190 countries were the athletes, and there were about 500,000 spectators there. So for folks that aren't aware, this is kind of a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And you knew this coming in.
Yep.
Now, you had a chance to participate in a number of events. The shot put, brought home the bronze medal. That's awesome opportunity there. You also participated in the 100 meters and the 4x100 meter relay. What'd you enjoy the most?
It was probably the shot put. My last throw, I knew that I was gonna like trying to push myself to get second, and I just let everything out in my last throw, and that's when I threw my personal best. It was 13.58.
You think you surprised yourself more in the shot put than the other events?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I trained a lot for that event, and my 100, I worked as much as I can. But, like, other countries, they run like they don't have cars, so they run quite a bit.
They run out of necessity.
Yeah.
The Jamaican kids probably run more in a daily life.
Yeah. Well, this it was quite an opportunity, and you're representing a larger thing, too, with the United States. You're representing not just Iowa or Atlantic, but you're representing the United States, too. You've got your jacket on here today. You wear that with a lot of pride.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. The opportunity to be a part of a greater team like this, what would you tell people about the experience?
The experience is a lifetime dream. And, like, if you ever get picked, it's going to change your life forever.
The events that you participated in, did you get to choose those or were they kind of chosen for you?
They let you choose what you want to do. So I was pretty happy what I picked.
Sure. Now, I understand the next games in 4 years are going to be held in Berlin, Germany. Is that correct?
Yes.
Will Brandon Beyer be there, perhaps?
That's my goal, is to be picked for that. But, like, I have to get picked for Team Iowa to go to Nationals in Florida. And if I get gold in there, hopefully I can get picked for Germany. That's my goal.
And that's going to take a little work.
Yes, I will.
You can't just assume because you're...
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep working as hard as I can.
Yeah, just because you were there once doesn't mean you automatically get to go back.
Nope.
Got to keep after it.
I'm going to work so hard to get back to World Games.
Sure. Do you think some of these guys might help?
Yes.
Keep your fingers crossed?
Yes.
I'll probably still be alive.
Probably still be around. Very good. Well, the U.S., it sounds like, did pretty well.
Yes, we did.
As a team. I was looking at medal counts. There were 18 sports that the U.S. participated in. They had 218 athletes. In total, there were 72 gold medals, 61 silver medals, 70 bronze medals. Did you guys, I know you traveled a little bit as a team. Did you stay together as a team then, too?
Yes, we stayed as a team. Well, like the other sports, they stayed on in Abu Dhabi, and we the swimming and track, we stayed in Dubai.
Okay, so but you did travel together. I understand when you came home, you guys all came home together and then spread out once you got back to U.S. soil to your homes. There was a nice welcome home celebration on Saturday for you. How was that?
It was great. I was pretty excited about that.
Kind of surprising?
Yeah, it was.
Very good. Well, Brandon, thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. And thanks for representing Atlantic and Cass County and the state of Iowa, the United States, so well. We appreciate it. You're a humble guy, and you certainly deserve everything you've received through this experience. We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
And thanks to your coaches as well, to Bruce Henderson and Gaylord Schelling and Jeremy Blake for stopping out here this morning and spending so much time helping you achieve that dream. Congratulations.